This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hamley. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, we talked about Halloween events last week, and this week we're taking an all-nature approach, you know, because maybe people are looking at getting outside for one last hike before the cold weather takes hold. And the first item on your list here is a chance to see some animals kind of doing the same thing, getting ready for winter.
Exactly. This is over at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center. Saturday is kind of their last, they call it their end of trail season day. So they do have programs that run throughout the winter, but it's the last day you can just sort of show up and walk through their trails. And it's a, you know, kind of a nice low impact hike. It's about 3/4 of a mile, they said, and, you know, very stroller and wheelchair friendly. And as you go kind of along the hike, you're able to see different animal enclosures and to see the animals. And she said, yeah, at this time of year, you're going to see the animals doing what probably a lot of us will be doing this weekend, which is getting their winter coats.
Exactly. Getting ready. What happens at the center during the winter?
Well, so some of the animals just continue to kind of do what they would do normally in the habitat outside. And then a few of the birds are taken sort of indoors for the season. But, you know, the animals get sort of fluffier. They get, you know, bigger coats. She was saying the deer kind of have a reddish look in the summer, but then as they get ready for winter, they're more brown and gray, and the foxes get kind of big furry coats. They all just get a little bit fluffier and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Getting some insulation on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something else here on your list, if you want to do a kind of a nature hike or a nature walk at Beaverbrook Nature Center in Hollis.
Yes, they're open every day from dawn to dusk, and so you go on their website, and they have all sorts of great maps. You can kind of get a sense of their trails. Some of the maps that they have even kind of include different birds or flowers that you might see along the trail. I was talking to the person who works there, and she was saying, right now what you're going to see is kind of the different color, the second tier of color. You know, the maple gets all the attention, but now that kind of that's falling away, you're going to see more of the, you know, kind of the birches, the some red leaves from the oak. A couple of trees still have big yellow leaves on them. And witch hazel, she said, this is a thing you kind of can remember because it's close to Halloween is usually when the witch hazel blooms. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see that sort of throughout the area as well.
It's really interesting to see some of that late fall color that we don't think about very often. We think it's past peak, but it really is beautiful.
Exactly. She said, you know, kind of once the first blush of color goes away, then you can see these other things. You can also still see all the greenery that's still around. You know, there's hemlock and other things that continue to stay green and allow you to feel like, oh, there's still greenery.
Yeah, you've got a couple of more weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's probably a really good time, too, to maybe notice some animals that you wouldn't otherwise notice.
One of the things that they were talking about that you might hear, especially if, you know, you're taking, say, your kids out trick-or-treating or taking the dog for a walk late in the evening, you know, you might hear some owls right around now. You know, it's interesting. You think of owls and bats as being very Halloween-y animals, but a lot of the bats have already kind of gone to wherever they're going to spend the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But you might still hear some owls. And she was talking about the different kinds of owl noises that you might hear, how the really conventional hoot-hoot owl might be a great horned owl, or how an owl with a longer kind of hoot noise might be a barred owl. So, you know, one of the things that when you go out at night or in the evening, you know, you can start to kind of hear some of these animal sounds.
Okay. Speaking of owls, MSK Fishways has this program, Eyes on Owls, and I noticed this in your notes. Is this a chance that you can actually participate and interact with these owls?
Well, you get a chance to see them close up. The naturalists who run this say that, you know, if you're a birder or you're a bird lover, usually you're seeing these owls from far away. So here you get a chance to see them really close up. You can see the feathers. You can see kind of the way that these owls move. And they even say that, you know, you can talk a little bit, again, about these hoots and the different ways that owl hoots. And that can help you figure out the owls that live in your neighborhood. And they were saying in our story, if you get really good at it and you can mimic the hoot, they might even answer you back.
That would be very cool.
Exactly. You could have a little conversation with your neighborhood owls.
Hippo editor Amy Diaz talks with us most Fridays about weekend events here in New Hampshire. And you'll find much more on these events at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.